When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, folks, it's time for another Morning Mindset. Today, I'm recording this in May of 2020, and I understand that you may be finding this in the future sometime, but right now in our world, this is, well, the end of May, the beginning of June is the time when high school seniors or college seniors or whatever generally graduate, right? They have a graduation ceremony and they move on. And I remember when I was a senior and we had a graduation ceremony, I remember my grandparents and my aunts and uncles coming in to watch me graduate. And I did it, and I moved on. And a lot of seniors, high school seniors in particular, may or may not be. I don't know. I haven't interviewed that many of them. But what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of disappointment in the world, in our nation, because we're not allowed. Our masters are not allowing us to have graduation ceremonies because it's just too risky. It's just too dangerous. And so they're doing other things. They're doing digital things and online things and whatever. And it's all a bunch of nonsense, quite frankly. I've been out of, this year, as of June, as I guess the first week of June, I believe that my graduation date was either the first or second, maybe it was the third of June. I can't remember specifically, and it doesn't really matter. It was right at the end of May, right at the beginning of June. But this year will mark my 35th anniversary of my graduation from high school out into this great big world. And I can tell you, for 35 years, I have thought on frequent occasions, I've remembered my high school time, my time in school. I thought about the friends that I made. I thought about the dances that I went to. I thought about my various experiences, both good and bad. I thought about a lot of things. I recall things from my high school career. But one of the things that I almost never think about, when I think of high school and what I did and who I spent time with and how I developed and what was important to me, music and not so much sports, but martial arts and so forth. All the things that were important to me, all the important memories of my high school career, almost never do I think about the graduation ceremony. Yes, I had a graduation ceremony, and I sat there, and I thought about all kinds of stuff, and I listened to the speakers that came up, and they said this, and they said that, and so on and so forth, and And, you know, the whole thing took maybe 45 minutes or an hour max. We got up and we walked up and we got our diplomas and we walked away. But that wasn't what was important. That memory, yes, it marked an occasion. I understand that. I get that. You mark the occasion with the ceremony. But the ceremony, being honest, the ceremony is nowhere near as important, or it was nowhere near as impactful as the other things that went on during my high school career. Now, later on in life, I would become a United States Marine, and I graduated from basic training, from boot camp, and I became a United States Marine. And when I think of my career in the Marine Corps, I think of the people that I served with and the things that I did and the places that I went. And very rarely when I think about being in the Marine Corps do I focus specifically on the graduation event, on the event of graduation. Yes, I remember that it occurred, but that really wasn't what was most important about my time in the Marine Corps. You know, that was not the culmination of my time in the Marine Corps, was my basic training graduation. Yes, I mean, my parents were there, my brother and sister were there, and, you know, they watched me graduate, and they marked the event with me. But for me, my time in the Marine Corps, what I did and where I went was far more important, and what I learned was far more important than that one-hour ceremony. And I'll even go so far as to say, well, I've been married for not quite, just about 30 years now. Yes, about 30 years now. And in my married life, yes, I had a wedding. And I remember that it happened, and it went by like a whirlwind. But that's not the most important thing of my married life, is the wedding. It was a ceremony, and it was, you know, we invited friends and family and so forth. But the memories that I have of my, you know, I'm still married, obviously I'm not done, but the memories that I have of raising our children and the places that we've lived and the homes that we've moved into and how we've, the adventures we've had in various places, the ups and the downs and the highs and lows, I think about those far more often than I think about the actual ceremony itself. So my advice to you guys out there, especially if you either are a parent of a senior or you are a senior and you're listening to me, is, yes, I understand that you may be disappointed that you're not going to get your graduation ceremony and you feel like you're being deprived. But I can tell you, as someone with many years' experience here on planet Earth, that the memories that you got, the memories you achieved, the memories that you made are far more important, and they will be far more important to you in the future than any one-hour ceremony ever could possibly be. Move on with your life. Take those memories, and you have those. What you learned, what you experienced, the emotions you felt, all of that gets to go with you. No, that doesn't go away just because you don't have a graduation ceremony. You're not losing those memories. You're not losing those experiences because you didn't get to walk across the stage and have somebody hand you a piece of paper. It's not that, in this grand scheme of things, it's really not that big of a deal. It might seem like a big deal because everything, you know, to a teenager, everything is a life or death event. But let me tell you, from the eyes of experience, it's not that big of a deal. I know when I was a high school senior, I could not wait to get out of school. You know, I've heard people saying, you know, I heard these folks like, oh, these poor kids, they're being deprived of their last month of high school. You know, they couldn't go to school in April and May. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. My senior year, once the snow melted and the sun came out and it was springtime, the absolute last thing I wanted to do was be in school. I did not want to be in school. I could not wait to get out of school. It was drudgery for me in April and May to go to that building and have to sit in that building for hours and hours when I knew that I already had all the credits I needed under my belt to graduate. All the prereqs were there. I basically there was one test for one class that I needed to accomplish and finish in order to graduate, and that was it. By April of my senior year, I was ready to go. I was in the gate. I was in the chute. I was like a bronco or a bull in the chute, just banging and smashing against that gate, and I wanted to get out. I didn't want to stay there. I didn't want to hang around in school. To me, it was just holding me back. And the truth is, that's the way you should be. By the time you reach that point in your high school career, you should, a healthy, mature human being, a mentally mature human being, should not want to stay there. They should want to go. Same thing with basic training. By the time, you know, basic training was three phases, phase one, phase two. Usually, most people who are going to drop out or not last were gone by the end of phase one. Then you went to phase two, went to the rifle range, and then you went to the field, and then towards the end, all you were doing was learning how to be a good Marine. You know, you had your uniform inspection, you were prepping, you were getting ready to go out into that Marine Corps world. And by the time you reach that point, there's really no point, there's no reason for you to still be there, because you're ready to go. You're ready to burst out and get on with your life. So quit worrying about the ceremony. Yeah, and you're like, well, it's just for you to say you got to have a ceremony. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you what. In 20 years, you will not have cared. The memories and experiences will still be with you, whether or not you got to wear a gown and walk across the stage and sit in a chair for an hour and listen to somebody talk. Whether or not you did that, the memories will still be there. The experiences will still be there. What you learned will still be there. Don't worry so much about the ceremony. Worry about the experiences. Worry about the memories. The memories and experiences are far more important than any ceremony ever could be. So that is my advice to you as a man who's been on this earth for 5+ decades and has been paying close attention to what goes on. So don't sweat the small stuff. Get on with your life and drive on, brothers and sisters. All right, I am your host, Paul Markle. And I'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.